Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of An Axe to Grind. We've had a couple of weeks off. For those of you who didn't see the story last night on Channel 7, Gilly, you've had a couple of health issues, but, mate, you're on the mend. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, mate, a few months ago I just had a bit of a blood test and found out I had prostate cancer, mate, so which is a bit of a shock. And no history in the family. Thank God I got my blood test. And then went from there, mate, had to have a biopsy and obviously and then had a little op, mate, nearly 4 weeks ago. So, I'm going really good, mate. I got it early, so can't tell blokes enough to get out there and get their blood tests, regardless of your fitness levels. You know, you're not carrying any weight or things like that. It's regardless. So just want to stress to everyone out there, get your blood tests. Obviously, there's one in six blokes get some form of prostate cancer, mate, so it's massive numbers, and it outweighs breast cancer, amount of blokes who get prostate cancer to women who gets breast cancer. So, and the breast cancer side of things is fantastic. They do amazing stuff, don't they, you know, with the awareness stuff. And us bull-fed blokes, mate, we put our head in the sand and we don't do much about it, think about our own health. So just want to stress to everyone, mate, yeah, get your blood test and could just, you know, get everyone, get everything sorted, and you can go from there. You get it early, and you're a big chance of knocking it on the head.
And that's the point to hammer home, is that you did get it early, and it's okay. Like you've sort of sorted it out, and getting that done early through the blood test is how that happens.
Yeah, exactly right. And obviously, you had good doctors, and the nurses are amazing. The prostate nurses are just, you know, out of this world. What they do is simply a miracle. But, thank God my doctor, a family doctor, was on the ball, Chris, because he just said, I didn't like the way yours fluctuates, goes up and down a bit and stuff like that. Send you off to a urologist, and I went there, and sure enough, I had a scan, and he picked it up there, and we went from there. So, thank God I got the blood test.
Yeah, absolutely. Should we talk about the potential side effects, mate, or?
No, I don't like saying anything because I've got nothing. So the poor buggers that, you know, so a lot of blokes have incontinence and stuff like that as well. And, you know, touch wood, I've had nothing. So, I'm going great guns. So,
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so hopefully, as I said, you know, that's a sign of getting it earlier, hopefully. And then if blokes can get out there and get it done, I've spoke to that many blokes in the last few days that are booking in for their blood tests. So those people who haven't done it, get out there and do it. Or ladies, if your husband or your boyfriend or your uncle or your father hasn't done it, book him in and drag him along. Get him to do it.
I said to Webby, I said that, you know, we're talking about it, and I said, you know, one of the things is that, you know, you can, after one of the issues is drinking, like side effects-wise, that after a big night of drinking, you might piss yourself. And he said, I wouldn't care. I'd strap myself up with a nappy. Just get stuck in.
Yeah, well, obviously he's looking at the number one thing. He just wants to like having a beer. Yeah. So, yeah. And, yeah, he's always looking at the positive side of things, Shane. I like his style.
Let's move on to the footy. What about last week? I guess the big thing for us up here was that South Broncos clash. It was a fascinating week with Jason Demetrio coming out in the paper and really having a go at Anthony Seibold. I mean,
he would have been told to, mate.
Yeah. Peter Dell did the yarn. It was a good yarn, like that. It stirred the pot. I asked Pete. I said, mate, did you just call Wayne? And Wayne passed the phone to Jason. And Pete said, absolutely not. Jason.
Bull dust.
I'm thinking. Wayne
You're
Bennett
kidding me.
Wrote out a script.
Yeah, exactly.
And passed
right.
it to Jason. Like, it was good stuff, though, wasn't it?
Start calling Pete Pinocchio. So, that's what a lot of crap. I mean, and everyone loves it, mate. It's a bit of banter, and obviously the South players responded because he put a bit of a rocket up them, you know, a few weeks ago, you know, before and that, because they were playing pretty average, and that admittedly they had a couple of injuries as well, but coming out of the Origin period, they hit a bit of a flat spot, didn't they? You know, obviously Cody Walker's confidence after being dropped was down. You know, obviously, and I just, how good did Dane Gagai play?
Yeah, he was fantastic.
The other night, he was enormous. But I've got to look at Nichols and that, you know, in the front row, because obviously none of the Burgess boys played, so they were down in the forwards, South, and they matched the Broncos, if not, you know, maybe got on top of them in the middle, which is the Broncos' strength, really, one of their strengths. And Damien Cook, how good did he play? That's his best game for the year. What about that tackle on Corey Oates? And I've seen, you know, I watched it at home, and I looked in the background, and Darius Boyd's got his hands in the air.
We're home,
and then bang! What a great tackle! It goes to show you, if you can, you know, if you tackle low, sometimes you know you get rewarded. Well, he got rewarded by stopping a tackle, but and then that was Damien Cook's best game since Origin for a long time.
I think that one of the Brisbane's issues is with fast, creative players around the ruck.
Their big boys
struggle to lodge in the halves.
See, that's the downside. I haven't, you know, like the last couple of years, they said their pack was too small, didn't they? You know what I mean? Like, and you know, Melbourne and the Cowboys and that had the bigger pack, and everyone kind of had to go to that model. And I think the Broncos have done that. But yeah, you're right. It's okay when you got the footy. When you haven't got the football, mate, it can be a liability around the ruck. You know what I mean? See, you know, Tevita Pengai and Matt Lodge struggle a little bit laterally, you know, once they're under the pump, you know, so when they get their back-to-back sets and things like that, well, which is natural because they're big boys, you know what I mean? So, Damien Cook, I mean, he's just lightning. And obviously then you have Cody Walker, Dane Gagai, blokes like that sniffing around him, and Reynolds. So that's they basically know every time they get a quick play the ball he's just going to go, so they just need to hum up beside him. So something they do very well.
Yeah, I was actually in the crowd on the Source myself, and it was a really good game to be out in the crowd. I guess the other issue coming out of the weekend, and something that's really been happening a lot more recently, is the amount of like cheap shots. Is it me or is it like? It's rocketed up. I mean, we saw it with James Roberts, which was just ridiculous. I sort of know how he feels. You pull off a good tackle, try a save. It's your former team.
Yeah.
You just sort of want to give it to him a bit.
And I'll say Corey Oates too. He was half stunned when he hit his head hit the ground, which is no defence for James Roberts. But to come down like he did, it's a pretty cheap shot, that one.
Jane Sewer as well.
Well, I don't think that was that bad, mate, to be honest. That was just my take on it. But, I mean, he didn't hit him in the head, and he did drop, Alex Glenn a little bit as well. So, I mean, I thought it was a good hit initially, but he probably didn't need it. He didn't hit him in the head with the forearm, but he probably got him in the throat. So I didn't think that was that bad, that one. But,
yeah.
BJ Lalua, the knees in the back. I wasn't real keen on that. I don't like that. And that's dumb. And he's got this out of his game. You know, early, I know he's just come back from injury, BJ Lalua, and he's a very good player, but he's always had that, you know, grubbiness in him, you know, and it carries on a bit, you know. But this year, he hasn't as much, nowhere near as much. And I think Ricky Stewart might have had a word to him about pulling his head in. And then, like, it's his first game back for a little while. This is the second game back. And I just thought he overstepped the mark there and big chance of costing them the game, really.
Raiders, you know what I mean? It was a terrible play from Oliver Reese. It's Nathan Brown, another guy who we thought had gotten that out of his game. That unleashed with the ridiculous shoulder charge.
Yeah, exactly right. No, and spoke to a mate there from Parramatta today, actually, and he said exactly the same thing. He's been one of their best players because he's got that out of his game. You know what I mean? So, you can't be doing that and costing your team penalties because ultimately nowadays, the way the blokes kick, it's 2 points every time.
Yeah. Do you feel like, obviously, you played in an era where there was, I guess, a lot more dirty stuff, or was there because you could also punch them in the face? Like, well, you could get retaliation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, if someone did do something really dirty or something you didn't like, you could whack them in the face. Mm. You could punch them in the mouth, you know. So, and they knew that, you know what I mean? And a lot of the referees would let that go.
Yeah,
that they could say, "Well, mate, you're square now. Let it go." You know what I mean? So, and that's, you know, and I think my lucky stars. I played when I did, actually, because I played on the Brisbane competition. I say this to a lot of people in the early '80s, and that to mid '80s was ruthless. It was you had to have eyes in the back of your head. You know what I mean? But and I couldn't believe when I first went to Sydney how clean it was because there was cameras at every game, see?
Yeah.
It was faster, but it was nowhere near as dirty and physical as the Brisbane competition. So, I think the big thing was too, it taught you respect because we used to play under-18s on a Friday night, then we'd back up and play third grade or reserve grade on the Saturday or the Sunday, and you'd be playing against 30-year-olds when you're 18, you know what I mean? So... in those days, they're allowed to punch in the mouth. You know what I mean? So if you got a bit cocky, you know, and carried on, and someone give you a clip, you say, "Well, maybe I need to pull my head in."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A little bit. And sometimes your teammates would do it to you. Well, pull you. No, they wouldn't punch you, but they'd They'd say, "Pull your head in." You know what I mean? So and that was a good thing. So where nowadays everyone's tough because they know you can't punch them. Mm. So there's no retaliation, you know, as well. You know what I mean? And things like that. So anyway, but the game's the cleanest it's ever been. But yeah, things like the Jane Roberts thing, I didn't like that one.
No, it was pretty poor form. Let's just get to this week's games. Second last week.
Yeah,
it's all gone pretty quick, hasn't it, Gilly?
Yeah, amazing how fast it's gone. And last week too, like some of the games last week, and some of the teams that can't obviously make the finals. It's how their attitude is, you know, how they turn up on the day. I mean, we look at Newcastle, you know, they were woeful last weekend. That was obviously the copping a lot of flack over it. And they could have made the finals. You know what I mean? Obviously the Nathan Brown saga and things going on there hasn't helped, but you just can't fathom, you know, you still make the finals and you put in a performance like that. Just kind of baffles me.
It's bizarre, isn't it? I mean, you'd know, like, okay, yeah, your coach is going, but as a team, why do you just decide to then not show up? Like,
I don't
see the correlation between your coach leaving.
Especially when you can make the finals. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, it's it gives blokes an out sometimes, you know, the weak-minded ones, they go, "Oh, well, the coach is not here, you know, next year, blah, 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 so I'll just, you know." They don't say that in the back of their head, but something's there that goes, "Oh, okay, well, you know, I'm not too excited about this game." You know, and you've got to get yourself up. And I say this to people all the time. It's impossible to be at your best in the NRL every week, but you've got to get your worst games up. Which all the good players do. They have their worst game is past a pass mark, if you know what I mean. So that's the difference between the gun players and who are getting $800, $900, $1 million a year to the blokes who are getting $200, $300 a year.
Yeah, it's having your worst game as a 6 or a 7 right. So this week starts off with the Cows Bulldogs, a bit of drama up north with Paul Green, who is a fiery man, getting into a bit of a verbal altercation with Michael Morgan, who's the furthest thing from fiery, so I can't imagine how that would have worked, but as I understand it, it's absolutely accurate. So there's there's a bit of drama up there. They pulled the win out.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great
great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Last week, and yeah, so did the dogs over the years. So
they did, So, how good did they play? That you know, mate, and we won't say it again, but I will. But I've been kind of pleased for Dean Pay because he was copping a lot of flack early in the year, and I think they've been dead set the quiet achievers of the competition because you look at their team, you know, I mean, Jesus, there's no superstars in there, is there? You know, what I mean, so I just can't work out why Dallin Martins as Lesniak. They let him go from Penrith.
Neither can I.
You know what I mean? He's been a super buy for the Bulldogs.
He's a better player than Dylan Edwards.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, so I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, the Cowboys, mate, hopefully they can finish the year off on a really, really positive note. I think they can.
Yeah. I think they can too, actually. Mm. Warriors, Rabbitohs, next one. I mean, you got to think the Rabbitohs do this pretty easy. Warriors a bit like the Knights that packed it in.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Depends what attitude they turn up with, and they're at home, right? Okay, so the Rabbitohs, big win against the Broncos. I don't think they'll be at their best again this week, but depends how the Warriors turn up. That's the big thing, but you've got to go the Rabbitohs. But I don't reckon there'll be a lot in that game, to be honest.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Broncos and the Eels. The form line with the Broncos suggests they can't beat the Eels just because Brisbane have been doing well with teams around 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
They've come up against the Rabbitohs, who are top 5, 6 team, lost, and Storm recently top 2 team and lost. So, I can't see the Bronx winning, but it's at Suncorp.
Well, both teams are coming off losses, aren't they? So they'll be hell-bent on, you know, having a win. Obviously, suspension, that we didn't mention too in the Rabbitohs before. Obviously, James Roberts will be out for a few weeks as well, won't he? You know, but I'm thinking the Broncos, you're right, maybe at home. Tevita Pengai not there, for a while. So for the rest of the year, really, basically. So, I'm going the Broncos.
Broncos. Yeah, okay, I'll be going the Eels with this. I think the Eels were good last weekend loss.
Yeah.
And I'm still I just don't see how the Broncos, outside of individual brilliance, they can't build. They can't build a set. They can't create a try from multiple passes.
They need something in their halves, don't they? To work a bit better.
Well, and that's the other thing is that's looming in the background is what they're going to do with Darius Boyd because he's not a 5'8", he's not a fullback. I only see his future at the club as a centre. There's been a lot of talk about him maybe retiring. That's not going to happen. Mm. Why would he when he's on 600, 700K next year? Mm. So I think at some point they're going to have to bite the bullet with him and move him to the back line. Mm. Knights and Titans, good news for the Titans today. They signed up Fotuiaka.
Did they?
Yeah, Maui. Extension.
Yeah, good on him. A great young player. And a lovely fella, so he's got a big future. 19-year-old, playing in the front row. So, good on him.
Two very disappointing teams.
Well, that's what I'm saying now. Well, the Titans, they had a fair crack against Melbourne last week.
First half. Yeah.
And, obviously, how good was that run of Philip Sammy to run the Fox down? That was
sensational. Adokar was gassed, but a lot of players just wouldn't have even started the 100% chase.
100% right.
Because they would have gone, it's Adokar.
We've lost the game. Yep. No drama. So good from Philip Sammy to see that. But toss up. I'll go the Titans, but I've got no idea.
Are you going to work with the Titans next year?
Oh, I've got no idea, mate.
Depends on the new moment. Coach.
Yeah, exactly. And I've got no dramas, mate, because they're normally bringing in their own staff all the time. A lot of the players have asked me if I can stay on more, do more stuff next year. But I'm pretty happy doing what I'm doing, mate.
It's a Sea Eagles Storm, absolute cracker. This will be Battle of Brookvale. These two teams always have a lot of ferocity. I actually like the Seagulls.
Yeah, I do too. They've got a pretty good record there. And, I mean, they've had a good win last week, obviously. So that's probably – is that a good thing or a bad thing? You know, I think it is a good thing because I think a lot of them young blokes get more confidence out of it as well, in a good way, not a bad way, so they won't get over cocky as well. So, you know, obviously Joel Thompson, broken arm. That's a big loss. But they tell me Sirenan should be back this week from a hamstring problem. So I heard that from a really good source, my good mate Johnny Cartwright, actually, yesterday.
You can't out your sources, Gilly. That's the name of the game.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. Forget that, everyone. And, but yeah, he said he should be back, so that's good for them.
I'm really looking forward to that one. Roosters Panthers. This is the Panthers season. They lose this, they don't make the finals.
How good are the Roosters going? Honestly,
You know, I think they can do it. I think they can go back to back.
No Boyd Cordner. Obviously, no Jake Friend. You know, the two skippers not playing, and blokes filling in different positions, and they're playing very well. So yeah, a lot of confidence there at the moment. But again, another team can't make the finals. So. Do the Panthers turn up, you know, with the right attitude? You just don't know, do you? I mean, so you've got to go to the Roosters in that, though.
You do, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers won.
Me either.
Just with everything.
And they've got a pretty good record, actually. I don't know the stats, but I think they've got a pretty good record against the Roosters, especially at that joint.
Another really critical clash here in the Sharks v Raiders. It's a good round, actually.
Yeah.
Paul Gallen's last home game, probably. Yeah. So you'd think the Sharks would be up for this. They can still make the finals even if they lose this one, but if they win this one, they're pretty much locked into the eight.
Yeah, I tossed and turned on this one. I went the Raiders only because I just like the look of their forward pack, and if you can match the forward pack, you know, for the Sharkies, you can probably stop them a long way. But anyway, it'll be a cracker of a game, so I'm really looking forward to that one. So their backs are playing. I think Josh Dugan's in career best form.
Yeah, he's played really well
the last few weeks. You know, as well, he's playing tough too, Dukes. So obviously,
Gordy fired him up with his comments.
I didn't see that, but
he basically just said he's soft and injured all the time. Gordon Callis said about it, and he's played very well ever since.
Yeah, okay. well, good. He's playing really well. So, yeah, I went the Raiders, mate, but wouldn't surprise me if the Sharks won.
Yeah, I'll be tipping the Sharks on that. I just think with Paul Gallen, the emotion and what's on the line for them, and I just wonder how much energy last week took out of the Raiders.
Yeah.
And finally, Dragons and Tigers. The Tigers, if they win this, are pretty close to getting into the eight, which would be an amazing result for a side that has a lot of battlers, to be honest.
And that's why I went the Tigers, because I think just they'll be a bit more desperate than the Dragons, so that's basically the only reason.
What a disappointing season for the Dragons. I can't see...
I think the Jack DeBellin thing, mate, rattled them a lot more than they made out. You know, they tried to obviously keep it in-house, and not the issue, I mean, but keep everything in-house and their disappointment and things like that. So I reckon... And obviously Gareth Widdop getting injured there for a while too didn't help him. But, I think it's played a big part in their season. You know, obviously the Jack DeBellin situation.
The whole thing is just so unfortunate and sad every way you look at it. Thanks again for another week. And as Gilly said, guys, get out there and get that blood test work done. Thank you very much.
An Axe to Grind is a production of 7 News Brisbane. Hosts are Trevor Gilminster and Chris Gary. Executive produced by Sally Eales and graphics by Paul O'Leary.